I should tell you a little bit about myself, at least the last time I gave a sermon. I should also tell you that last night, I get 2 hours of sleep a night, and it's been an incurable insomniac problem since Eisenhower was elected. Now, I don't know why it was Eisenhower, why that variable. Some of you even are too young to remember Eisenhower. But every now and then I'll take a sleeping pill, knowing full well they won't work, but hoping. I mean, there was a song about hope. I was hoping. So I took one last night, and it hasn't worked, except it's starting to work now. So I hope I do not fall asleep. But I should tell you that the last time I gave a sermon occurred just after I was fired from the only job I was ever fired from in Louisville, Kentucky. It was the first job I had, and it was during the height of the, you know, lunch counter sit-ins, and I took my secretary to lunch, and she was black, and I was fired. And so I had to leave Louisville, Kentucky, and go to San Diego as a city planner. It was my only excursion at that point in time to California in 1961. And I was asked to give a sermon the first weekend I was there at the Jewish synagogue. And I did, and I decided to talk about fair housing and how we all had an obligation to sell people housing no matter what their color was. And that I said some nasty terms about people who wouldn't do that. They were racist bigots. And who was the biggest supporter of the synagogue at the time but a developer, and he was in the front room. He was in the front seat, and I felt that that was going to be a quick job. But happily, they didn't fire me, and I haven't been fired since that time. But it was a good job, by the way, to be fired from. Your first job to find out who you are and what you care about. And it's that what I want to talk about with you this morning. I did prepare a speech, but I'm not going to talk to a speech. I'm going to talk from my heart. We have in this society, America, two population groups at either end of the continuum. They are the soon-to-be boomers, retirees, elderly, and they are poor children. So you take those at two ends of the continuum. The boomer population, soon to come on the horizon, is going to make America a different country. Demography is destiny. There will be 70 million baby boomers in the next 10 years who will have retired. Some of you are pre-baby boomers who have retired already. And so that the total amount of retirees, aging Americans, is going to increase in a fantastic way. And we don't know yet what to do with them. Not only that, the media have called, some of you are in that category here, aging retirees, boomers, liabilities on American society. They are a problem, a difficulty, according to the media, because they're going to break the Social Security bank. They're going to break the resources for entitlement programs. We're going to be in a bad situation, so we have been told. So here's this large group of people, 80 million, 70 to 80 million people, who are retiring, who many of whom are skilled, many of whom will live lots longer than our parents did, because we're entering into an area that through health care and preventative care, these people, the average age of boomers, perhaps in the next 10 years will increase to 85, many of whom have something to give back to America if we only asked. If we only asked. The Yankelovich and Gallup polls have said that 30 to 40% of the boomers and retirees presently want to do something to help their communities, want meaningful positions. You know, F. Scott Fitzgerald said, there are no second acts in life. These boomers and present retirees want to prove that there are second acts in life. They want to prove that they're not a liability to America. They want to prove that they're the last of America's natural resources. You know, we are depleting. Look around you, our air, our water, our energy supplies. But our aging population is growing. If only we had the brains and the heart to put them to work in meaningful positions. that they can help civic society, help America grow as a quality environment, and help expand choices for all Americans. Now, at the other end of the age continuum, demography is destiny, are an increasing group of low-income children whose opportunities are restricted because they are low-income, increasingly immigrants. One out of every five Americans today is born into poverty. That number is increasing for the first time in 15 years. These kids start school 2 years behind their more affluent peers in language, in reading skills, in cognitive ability. They, or a large portion of them, will be future criminals, drug addicts. They will be part of the incarcerated population. We know what to do. We know what to do. But we don't have the intensity, the temerity. We don't have somehow the ability in this country to rise to the occasion and to try to help these children before they become a problem. $1 of funds spent, for example, on early childhood education reduces the cost of criminalization by $17. $1. We don't have the will in Congress to spend it or in our local communities to spend it. So you have two populations in America that, in effect, are called problems. The retirees are going to break the bank. What are we going to do with them? The low-income kids, we don't know how to deal with them. And they enter school and they're 2 years behind and they never catch up. They become problems to American society. Orange County does not escape these two problems. In fact, there are more retirees in Orange County. It's a beautiful place. It's paradise for some, but not all. We have over 200,000 retirees at the present time. It's going to increase. We have over 200,000 people between 55 and, I think, 85. I think that's a better number. It's going to increase. Among them are many, many retirees. And these, even though it's not shown on OC or OC Laguna, according to this morning's paper, which is now the highlight, there are many poor children in OC. And that's increasing also. And our population profile is changing. And within 10 years, the majority population in OC will be a minority population. And yet, and the country, the county is in effect becoming half white, Anglo, and half poor, Latino, and Asian. And we don't do anything about it. We don't do anything about it. When you know what to do, when you know what to do and you don't do anything about it, it's called immoral. And this is a perfect setting to talk about immorality in public policy and in human behavior. So now I want to shift to children first. Paul Mirage is an outstanding human being, a businessman. I first met him in Colorado when I was the dean of the Graduate School of Public Affairs. He used to own Chef America. Some of you have Hot Pockets, handheld frozen food, Lean Pockets. He invented that. Whether you like them or not, he's a likable guy with intense amount of integrity. He sold his firm to Nestle's 2 years ago. I was a friend of his in Colorado, just a social friend, intellectual friend. But then he asked me to, he moved here to, Newport Beach. He asked me to help him set up three foundations. The first is the Mirage Foundation for the American Dream. That foundation is aimed at, he's an immigrant from Iran, came here in early 60s. And his aim in that foundation, and my aim in that foundation as the head of that foundation, is to help American immigrants live their American dream. And we do a variety of things, including giving stipends to immigrant students. And creating DVDs of famous American immigrants and putting them in high schools throughout the country. The second foundation's on Israel. Its aim is to increase Israeli exports to the U.S. And it does it through leadership training programs, bringing CEOs here, telling them how to market in this country. But it's the third foundation that I want to focus on. It's called Children First. Children First is a hands across generation foundation. It aims to take the two population groups I told you about in Orange County. In Orange County, the retirees, the increasing number of skilled retirees, skilled and in some cases affluent retirees, and encourage them, prevail upon them, pray with them to, in effect, help low-income kids in Orange County. We are part of an increasing network of foundations, nonprofit groups, institutions that are aiming to do the same thing in different ways than what we are doing it. But we're part of that group. So there, and our hope is through the experimentation and demonstration and pilot programs that we can help create national policy and we can help create replicable policies in Orange County. Now, what are we trying to do? We're trying to get retirees, skilled retirees, to help support quality early childhood development programs, not daycare programs, quality early childhood development programs for low-income kids in Orange County to increase the language skills, the vocabulary, and the cognitive abilities of low-income children. Now, how are we going to do that? We're going to do it in two ways. We've already started, and we're getting a nice response. The first way is for affluent Orange Countyites, and there, affluent is a personal definition. But for affluent Orange Countyites, we are asking them to contribute. And by the way, there are retirees in Orange County at 50, 51, 45, who have come here and retired. They have made money on Wall Street, in hedge funds, in stock market. And they have retired at 50 and 51. Well, our aim is to get retirees, no matter what age, to contribute their Social Security funds or a portion thereof, or the equivalent if you don't get Social Security, into something called an investment in children fund that the Orange County Foundation, Community Foundation, will administer for us. And that pool of money at the end of every year will be granted to innovative early childhood development providers serving low-income kids. And they have to come in with a plan, and we will provide them out of that fund a grant to improve the quality or the number of slots in their facility or in the services that they are provided. Our hope through that way is to, in effect, hands across generations show that retirees can increasingly support and encourage the development of quality early childhood development programs in Orange County that will be replicable throughout the country. Now, what do the donors get? It's an investment. It's not like an investment in the stock market. Your return on your investment is a better environment where you're not afraid because of increasing, crime. It can be self-serving. It's an investment in children, so you can see, like your grandchildren and their children, that you can see that these kids are better educated, that they can have expanded opportunities for a good life, that they can help make Orange County, instead of being branded by the TV show OC or an LA Times article that appeared about 2 months ago saying the people in Orange County are avarice and all they care about is material goods. For most people, Social Security is a blip on their financial scheme of things. Now, for some, it is not. So I said for affluent OC residents, we hope to get them to contribute their Social Security or the equivalent into this Invest in Children's Fund. Now, what's the second of our initiatives? The second is we are in the process now of trying to find retirees skilled. Remember I said 30-40% of retirees want to do something with their life except play golf. Now, golf is a wonderful thing. I don't mean to demean the golfers in this room. But full-time golf, for some, is not, you said, a boring sermon that full-time golf to some is not the way they want to spend the rest of their life. They would like to get involved. And by the way, golf is a surrogate for a whole lot of other things. So if you play ping pong, it's the same thing. But we are trying to recruit retirees who are skilled, who are healthy, to work with children in early childhood development providers who are serving low-income children. So we need teachers. We need teachers' aides. That can be almost anyone. We need doctors, pediatricians, ophthalmologists, optometrists. We need nurses' aides. We need coaches. We even need a lawyer or two. We need managers, leaders. In fact, we need people who just care about children and who can be trained to really help low-income kids build their cognitive skills. That's our second initiative. And boy, are we pleased that the amount of people who have come forward to say, I want to help, I want to join with Children First in a partnership, is wonderful. Now, the partnership is not just going to be premised on volunteerism. Volunteerism is good. What we're trying to do, though, is create a contractual, even if symbolically, relationship between a provider, a retiree, and Children First, our foundation. We want that contract to spell out reciprocal obligations and maybe even provide some pay, some reimbursement. It could be symbolic pay. It'll clearly be below the market price because we wouldn't do this if the providers had the resources to go out and hire people. But it could be anything from $1 a year to $200 a month. It clearly will pay costs. But there's something about a financial nexus, a contract, that is symbolic and gets people to pay attention. Also, retirees who join the program will become Mirage, fellows. We will meet frequently for lunch, for, dinner. We will bring in early childhood development experts for those people to be able to, to talk to. We'll try to create an affinity group. That's the new jargon, an affinity group, a support group, a fellowship that would, in effect, make the retirees feel that they are part of something important, which they will be. So those are our two initiatives. One is a recruitment, hiring of skilled retirees to work in early childhood development programs in Orange County. And the other is, in effect, the Social Security program. We already have two or three people who have given us their Social Security, a portion thereof, or the equivalent. And we already have set up the fund in the Orange County Foundation, Community Foundation. And we just started about 2 months ago, and we have about 15 retirees who have said they are interested, and we are talking to them. We have one exciting program emerging where we will place retirees in three situations. The first, when a provider applies and indicates they are serving low-income kids, and we're doing due diligence, and they are good, that's one place where we'll place a teacher, a doctor, a nurse. We're also creating a circuit-riding team. Now, some of you have been in the public sector. Circuit-riding teams in city management is when you have a cluster of small cities. Well, here, a church. You're sharing a church. In city management, you chair a city manager, and they call it circuit-riding team. The city manager goes from city to city spending 1 or 2 days a week. Well, there are some small providers of early childhood development activities in Orange County that are quite good serving low-income kids. So our circuit-riding team will go out and provide technical assistance to make them even better. And then the third thing we'll be doing in that foundation with retirees and placing them is what we call the Big Bang Project. And we have selected a group called El Sol in Santa Ana. El Sol now is K-3. They are a quality provider to low-income kids in Santa Ana. They have agreed to go to age 4. We're joining, it's a dual immersion program. We're joining El Sol with the University of California, Irvine, and a group called Habla, which trains parents of kids who will be in El Sol, which will train them how to teach their kids English. And then we're joining with UCI and CHOC, the Children's Hospital, to provide comprehensive health care services to the kids in El Sol, in who are four-year-olds, who now do not have access to good health care. You cannot do well at school if your teeth hurts and you're a child and you don't understand why and you can't get help. You cannot do well if your eyes could be made better, but they don't let you read easily or understand easily. And we hope to obviate those kinds of problems. So I hope that some of the things I have said, one, there is a national problem. We don't know how to deal with the increasing numbers of retirees and low-income kids, and we haven't done well at it. Two, there is an Orange County problem, but can't we turn the Orange County problem to an asset and reach out to retirees and say, hey, you can help children in this community, low-income children, and whether your belief in God is, that there is a God or not, you can gain through that what I call Beethoven immortality. You can write a great symphony around helping children in Orange County improve their lives, increase their opportunities for success in life, and help America by that means develop a model that show we are a caring nation when it comes to both our retirees and our children. Thank you.